Welcome along to another downloadable interview with Folkin.com. It's becoming a weekend of firsts because we had our first interview with Ken Mickle yesterday, didn't we? It's the first time I've met any of these lovely people sitting around here, which is Winter Union. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And you're going to be the first review to go up on site because we know you're on tour because you're running through December with the wonderful Christmas tour you're doing. So we're going to edit it in our chalet and get it online
yes.
as quick as that.
Goodness me.
How about that?
So,
sitting here.
That's the plan, anyway.
That's the plan, depends on
what happens tonight. If you keep me up all night with your snoring.
Yeah, or if we get too drunk. Then
it's separate rooms, by the way.
We're holding you to all this, gents.
It's terrible. I hope you're not taking notes here. But welcome along. I loved your set. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
And it's great to have, like, it is the 1st of December, isn't it? So we're kind of like, it's Christmas, isn't it? Now, really?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
So we're sitting around here. We've got Ben Savage. I'm going to be terrible with names. From the Winter Union. We've got Ben Savage, we've got
Hannah Sanders,
we've got
Jane Rihanna,
of course, and we've got a person doing an impression of Jamie Roberts down here.
That's right, Pete Ord, our wonderful sound guy.
It's Pete the sound man.
Hi, Jamie Roberts.
That is a really good impression.
Quite good, aren't
it? Yes. Yeah, now we know why it's a sound man.
No more giggling now.
So, I was going to ask a question then. So, how did this idea all come together? Because obviously, there's so many different diversity between what you do. Willows, you've got Hannah, your duo with Ben, have I forgotten another connection somewhere, or is that just the two?
Well, me and Jade and Katrina are in the Willows as well.
So Jade and Hannah and I were in the first Winter Union Mark 1, which was 4 years ago, wasn't that back
in?
So it was a one-off show, that was. And
where did that happen?
In Cambridge, and it was with Megson, with Stu and Deb's Hannah. Jade and her lovely other half Cliff Ward and Ben and I, we decided we just wanted to dust off those the old-time Christmas songs and have a go at it, and it was super fun.
There's not like a lot of people doing it, really, are there? I mean, you've got the Aggies, haven't you, that go out
and actually do it.
You've got the Christmas band and stuff. So it's great to have a sort of new version.
I think a few of us already kind of, were taking the at least being in forced leave, taking the middle to the end of December off playing, and going out and singing the odd song and the odd carol and the odd rarity or writing the odd song, and they kind of just stay in the pub at that point, which is nice. But then I think the idea was really that we'd be able to take some of those songs out and play them to people, really.
Are you all based in the same area as each other?
Yes, we were. When Megson and you were kind of Mark 1, yes, it was. We literally all lived streets away from each other. So that was easy then. But those guys went on to greener pastures, but we'd had such fun doing it. We decided we'd. And Kat was already in the Willows at that point, wasn't she?
She wasn't.
When we asked Gilmore and Roberts to join the Winter Union, Kat hadn't joined Willows,
and then subsequently she joined the Willows. Because the reason I asked that question, I'm thinking, what about if you all went carol singing and knocked on people's doors outside of the Willows?
That's the idea. That's kind of what we wanted to do.
That's the sort of carol singing.
Only with the dobro.
Not the little kids.
You know what I mean? You wanted carol singing with the dobro.
Originally, I had sung carols in a pub with every member of the band. I think I haven't done so with Jamie.
That's yet to come, right? It's going to happen.
Will happen now again this year, probably.
There was a bit of tradition in Cambridge that we would always meet. A lot of the local musicians would meet on Christmas Eve in the pub and sing songs.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of a continuation of that, but just in a...
Yeah, because it kind of had that feel tonight, the way it was all sort of, huddling around, and it was all... You could see it was really enjoyable. It was almost like a little tradition in its early stages.
That's how we like to think about it.
So when we was sort of watching from the side, and it was lovely just to sort of sit there and watch the sort of chemistry between you and how it all gelled in.
That's a good laugh. We love it.
And
we wanted to be able to have the opportunity to do different kinds of winter season songs. So there's some originals in there. There's some traditional carols that we've given a particular kind of Winter Union glow to, if you like. But then there's some other ones, like Ben sings a song by the band.
That's a particular highlight for all of us.
And I think that's what really makes it interesting, mixing it up between Americana, traditional traditional English English towels, and you know, from the further aisles and stuff, makes it really interesting, and I think that would do well. So do you think that you're going to bring an album out then with the song? Is that like, is that for next year, is it, or is it something that
we hope so? Yeah. We hope there'll be an album one day. Yeah.
I really think you should, because the great thing about Christmas albums and things like that is that they always come out on Christmas, so they're continually played. At home, the Christmas stock for us is Maddie Pryor's Carol and Capers and those sort of things. Forget all the other stuff, or maybe Steel Upstairs Winter, you know, stuff like that. So that's going on while we have Christmas dinner. So if you can get a CD out, obviously, you're going to be increasingly like being played in people's homes.
And it's like the box of your favourite Bourbons, isn't it? That you know, every two or three Christmases you lose them, so then you have to buy it again anyway.
Exactly,
so
right.
Christmas bands make three times as much money per album as any other normal band.
Right.
You know,
exactly right.
So next time you chat to us, we're going to be millionaires.
Yeah, exactly right. And the sound man down there, what you should have done, you see, is I've got my own little studio at home. What you should have done is put laptop and Ableton down there or something, wired it through those microphones, and done a live album.
Yeah,
press them during the gig and then sold them.
As well, so it would have been easy.
Well, that would have, exactly what I would have done. I was actually sitting there thinking, boy, if I've got Soundcraft mixing desk I use in mine, I was going, it's four mics, we can stick that through there.
Get a little live album going.
And then you've got your Christmas album straight away.
Oh, we'll
with that live vibe.
You heard it here first then, so what you can do, actually,
we've got a Christmas album coming out tomorrow.
And the great thing is that you can actually put it where you...
You can put it
with your Christmas baubles.
Exactly.
You've got to have Christmas baubles.
It'll be £10 next year, I tell you.
What's life without Christmas baubles?
Right, so let's talk about the tour then.
Yeah,
so,
I've got it here. It's fantastic. You're doing, of course, it's only going to be December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, standard.
It could be sort of after Boxing Day, isn't it? But lovely, I'm going to read them out, okay?
Okay.
I mean, they can always log on here and they can have a look anyway.
All right.
But was the first tonight, and I've got to say, but Sam said, well, you know, that's because we was a little bit shy. Bit shaky because our first one, it wasn't. Oh. It was fantastic for a first night. It was
lovely.
Tired. It was really good. It was great. So as we go on, it's going to get even better and better. Your next one is St Barnabas Church. That's in Cambridge. That's on the 12th. On the 14th, you go to Holywell Music Rooms in Oxford. And on the 15th, you're going to St Mary Magdalene Church. That's in Dunton, Bedfordshire.
Oh, lovely.
On the 16th, you're at the Greystones. That's in Sheffield. 17th, you're on Barnold's Wick Music and Arts Centre. That sounds nice.
Very posh.
Have you played there before? That sounds
Kat
nice.
Says you have to say that place name differently, didn't you? How did you say Barnold?
Because the guy that organises this festival puts on, he's promoting that gig as well. He promotes it.
People from Barnold's Wick claps a few of those syllables, I think, and it's like big.
Well,
it's not that though, is it? No.
On the 17th, you're at Barnold's Wick Music. I saw it say in Clitheroe, that was. On the 20th, oh, this is even better. This is a good one. Pinchinfield Church.
Pinchinfield
Church. Oh, before that, you've got Poppleton.
That's right.
That's a lovely name. That's on the 18th.
New York.
Culminating on the 21st, Otford Memorial Hall, Sevenoaks. Which is a little bit in my neck of the woods because I'm down in Kent. That's a lovely set of dates, isn't it? Was that easy to sort of organise, or was you thinking to do them in the summer? Did that sort of transpire?
We've been going, this is our fourth year, so I think it's just a gradual steamroller a bit, and I say the windows are quite tight on when we can play because everyone's coming from three or four other bands, so it's
plus you want to get home and open your presents.
Yes, there is that
too. Apparently you're supposed to have some time off in Christmas as well,
Day.
So yeah.
Christmas Day, Boxing Day at least.
So I've heard,
so like Christmas, that's all over now, and Ben's got my arm right behind my back here and said that Gilmore Roberts, they're not here, so let's talk about the Willows.
The Willows. What a lovely little link. What a lovely little link that was.
Unbelievable.
It is, isn't it? It's terrible. But, the Willows...
if you like me.
Evan, get your nuts out.
I could do either again.
The Willows' new album, of course, is out now, and it's called Through the Wild, and we've just done a review on it on folkin.com, and I haven't heard it, but the review looked great.
Mike Davis has just reviewed it, so, I mean, it has just come through, so I didn't even know it was actually going going up today, so no, we'll put a link on to that, and you'll be able to see that. So with regards to the Willows, what's happening next year? You've got the album coming out. Is there a whole tour planned for that as well?
We're going to be touring. Our touring dates are in the spring. We're doing some festivals, and then in the autumn. So yeah, we're sort of just in the midst of planning all that now, really.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And of course, some of the lucky few we can see you tomorrow night here.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. It's going to be absolutely.
And you're on last.
We are. Yeah.
Which is fantastic because everyone will be really drunk.
Is that right?
And yeah, I think.
What are you guys going to be like?
I mean, totally wrecked.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely, right. Totally wasted.
Do you think you'd be more wrecked than our band then?
Well, maybe not. No.
That's got to be the target, isn't
but
it?
I think the connection will be there because you'll probably be as drunk as we will be. And then we'll be walking back to Shallow singing Willow songs. That's the evening sorted out for us.
Or we might be walking back to your Shallow singing Willow songs.
This is a whole other radio interview tomorrow then.
Listen, chaps, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. I loved what you did. Thanks for giving us a few minutes today.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you. I will come to the Seven Oaks one if I can plug some tickets.
Oh, I wonder if we can. There's anyone here who can do that.
No, I can sort that out. That would be lovely if I could. And lovely to meet you all. It's fantastic. Thanks for
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Take care.